Okay. If a child is about to put his hand on the stove, you'd say, "That stove's very hot, so don't
touch."
Okay. That wouldn't be all. You'd say, "Don't."
Don't touch it.
Okay. If you want a knife and send someone for it, you say, "Go the knife."
Get me a knife.
Okay. What kinds of outdoor games did you play when you were a child? I think you've mentioned some of these.
Kick the can, hide and seek, hopscotch. Shoot.
Must be thinking of something you use your hands with.
No, yeah, you pick up stones, pick up. They got a name for it. We use stick, little small stones, jack stones.
And that was that what the game was
yeah,
called?
Jack stones, yeah.
Okay. Now, just the other day, you were telling me about a boat, and you thought of the name of what you called a small...
We don't put that down once.
That was the part we raced, I'm
right. A bateau. Bateau.
Okay. And also, you also remembered a another name for porch that was common.
Piazza.
Okay. Well, now we've got those on the record. Why don't we stop and see how we're recording? Okay, when you throw a ball and there's somebody a good distance off from you, you say, you would ask somebody to
catch
the ball. And if I threw the ball, you'd say, and he did catch it, you'd say he
caught it.
And if you'd gone fishing and hadn't gotten any fish, you'd say, "I haven't
caught any."
Okay.
That's my usual speed.
that's what happens. if somebody was at your house and they kept acting like they were going to leave because they thought you were, you know, busy or something like that, you'd say, "There's no need to hurry. I'll wait." I'm sorry, my example wasn't very good. Let's go back and give another example. If somebody was, you were shopping with somebody in the store, and they thought you were impatient with them.
That's what my wife says.
And you wanted to reassure them, you would say, "There's no hurry, I'll wait."
Go ahead with what you're doing. Were you shopping?
Okay, but the sentence now, I'll wait.
Until you get through?
Okay. If you just want to say, "I'll wait blank you."
Say, "I'll wait for you."
Okay. If you're about to punish a child, he might say, "Please give me another
chance."
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's picking up. It's moving back and forth when you talk. And you, yeah, it's moving.
Yeah, that's good. If somebody has a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody, you say, "He seems to be in a good
humor."
Some salesman comes to your house and you don't really want him there, you'd say, "There's that pesky salesman. Wait till I..."